This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka. لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to another episode of Lifestyle, our lifestyle in Islam. What are the actions that are required of the Muslims on a daily basis to maintain their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Forgotten concepts perhaps, or known concepts to us that are seldom practiced in our community, and we wanted to revive them while seizing the opportunity of the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. If you have noticed, my brothers and sisters, every time I start a lecture or I start a talk about Islam, I always recite the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the angels of Allah, when they look at the creation of Adam, they say, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. When they argued with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the creation of Adam alayhi salam, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them the wisdom of creating Adam and teaching Adam all names that he had created, they surrendered. They say, what? Subhanaka, glory be to you, ya Allah. La ilma lana, there is no knowledge of our own. We have not acquired knowledge from our own selves. Illa ma 'allamtana, except that which you have taught us. Innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Why is that so? Because you are, ya Allah, the most knowledgeable, the most wise. Our lifestyle of today is about knowledge, is about seeking knowledge, is about ilm. Subhanallah al-Azim, if you look at the first five ayat of the Quran that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Al-Alaq, you will see that the word iqra, or the word read, is mentioned twice in just few ayat. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqa al-insana min alaq, iqra, read, in the name of your Lord who created, read. Again, subhanAllah, twice the word iqra, the first word ever revealed in the Quran was iqra, and it was revealed twice to a man who could not read or write his own name, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man whom Allah had chosen to be illiterate, a man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for this beautiful message, for the message of knowledge. The message that made the Muslims and the Arabs in a time that was known to be the days of ignorance. That was, you know, al-jahiliyyah. They made them, subhanAllah, through the power of the Quran, through the power of teaching his beloved prophet, the Ummi, the prophet, the illiterate one, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught the entire nation, the entire humanities at large, subhanAllah, knowledge that they never had access to before. Islam is a religion that emphasizes the importance of knowledge. Not only that, even within the first few ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the usage of the pen. Wallahi, this is one of the things that puzzled me for sometimes as I was trying to, or in the process of learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I used to ask myself, why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the usage of the pen in the Quran? اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. It is Allah who taught the use of the pen, or Allah is the one who taught by the pen, or taught you to use the pen, meaning to write down the knowledge that you have learned. Subhanallah al-Azim. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go out of his way to mention the word pen had it not been for the importance of seeking knowledge and recording knowledge? Even in the same ayat, the first few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word allama. He taught Teaching is mentioned in the Quran in the first few ayat twice, to put an extra emphasis on the importance of not only learning, but also conveying the learning, teaching the knowledge to others. My brothers and sisters in Islam, it is something very important for us to understand that once you say, I am a Muslim, you cannot afford not to learn. You cannot. Look, you cannot become a Muslim who fulfills his purpose in this dunya without knowledge. Why? Because knowledge is a prerequisite of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is your main job in this dunya, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, what? فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You must know that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must know Tawheed. You must know who your Lord is. You must know the Quran. You must know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. This is something that is required of you as fardu kifay, fardu ayn. It's an obligatory duty upon every individual. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Talabul ilmi farida ala kulli muslim. Subhanallah. To seek knowledge is an obligatory duty upon every Muslim, male or female. The most important aspects of your deen is to seek knowledge. Otherwise, how will you worship Allah based on ignorance? That's why, subhanAllah, you find people who do not have the proper knowledge. Sometimes they fall into shirk, wal'ayadu billah. They fall into associating partners with Allah. They believe in superstitious practices. They started believing in number 13 to be something that would bring bad luck to them, or looking at the black cat is bad luck. All these things came as a result of ignorance. So ignorance leads to actually damnation, leads a person to further deviate away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, if you remember, the man who was going on an expedition with a group of companions, and subhanAllah, that man was injured in his head. He was injured in his head. And a time for the salah came, and he did not want to make wudu or to wet his head, but they insisted that this is part of the wudu. You must, he had a wet dream, and they insisted that he must bathe himself and wash his head. And as a result, he became even more sicker until he died. And when the news came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? He said, shouldn't have they asked first? Shouldn't they have asked someone who have the knowledge first? قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they have killed him. May Allah kill them. SubhanAllah. And then he said at the end, the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that indeed the remedy of ignorance is asking questions. The remedy, the medicine of ignorance is questioning. Why questioning are important? That's why you find us having always Q&A session after every lecture, or even when we are live like this, we always say, post your questions so that we can address them later on. Because the more you ask, the more you get your question answered. And when your question answered, these are the knowledge now, which became your own property, that will aid you, will help you to practice Islam properly and without falling into any deviation, wal'ayadu billah. So it's not only that talabul ilm farida, seeking the knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim, not only that, but even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had labeled those people who convey the learning to others are the best. Allahu Akbar. If you want to be the best, listen to this, your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, khayrukum من تعلم القرآن وعلم. The best of you, the best among the ummah, are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. Allahu Akbar. If you want to be the best, this is your key, one of your keys to make you one of the elite among the Muslims, subhanallah al-azim, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also elevates people of knowledge above others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates people in ranks in Jannah over others. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah will exalt those who believe among you. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ. But the people who had sought knowledge and acquired knowledge will be even given a higher degree in Jannah on the Day of Judgment. Listen, this is something should be, if you wanted to achieve the highest level of Jannah and be with your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, the highest level of Jannah. Look at this. One of the keys to Al-Firdaus is seeking knowledge. And of course, we are not talking about only the religious knowledge. This is the priority. Religious knowledge is a priority, number one. But we're also talking about other sciences. We know of so many names who at one point became the elite of all scientific knowledge at one point in many, many, throughout history, the modern history, like Ibn Rushd, like Ibn Sina, like Al-Farabi, like Al-Khwarizmi, all these people during what was known as the Dark Ages in Europe, these Muslims came out based on the advice of the Prophet ﷺ to seek knowledge. They enriched the entire history with knowledge of various sciences, subhanAllah, including medicine, mathematics, and whatnot, even astronomy, and you name it. Muslims were at the front foot of knowledge. Why? Because they understood the advice given by the Prophet ﷺ. And that's why we see, knowledge, when you look at the life of the Prophet ﷺ, you would realize that seeking knowledge, acquiring knowledge is much more important than acquiring wealth and properties. And that's why the Quran recorded that Allah commanded the Prophet ﷺ by telling him what? وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Allah is encouraging, is actually commanding the Prophet ﷺ to say, to repeat, to supplicate, to pray by saying what? Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge, not increase me in property, not increase me in gold and silver. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't aim to become rich if you want to. If you want to become rich, there's nothing haram about becoming rich and having money, so long as you use your money in an appropriate manner and to help the poor and to the needy and to become charitable and to be generous and to support causes and so on and so forth. But that's not the ultimate goal in life. The ultimate goal in life is to acquire as much knowledge as possible so that you can maintain your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah said in the Quran that the most God-fearing people among the believers are those who are scholars, those who have acquired the maximum knowledge about the deen. They are the ones who fear Allah the most. Why? Because they know more. They know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in deep, in depth. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من يرد الله به خيرا فليفقهه في الدين. If Allah wishes for someone goodness, He will make him have a deeper knowledge of the deen. Those are the scholars. So those are the people who fear Allah more than anyone else. Lifestyle, my brothers and sisters. Knowledge should be a daily practice. And subhanAllah al-Azim, as such, when people of knowledge are given that gift of fiqh, deeper understanding of the deen, they become more humble, subhanAllah. So knowledge should not make a person arrogant, walayadu billah. That's why Allah said in the Quran that those who fear Allah the most are the scholars who have been given the knowledge. To a point, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and I will end with this inshaAllah ta'ala, to a point that subhanAllah al-Azim, even after we die, one of the things that benefits us the most is what? Is knowledge, ilm. SubhanAllah. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, when a person dies, all his actions come to an end except for three. Three things that will benefit us after we die. Sadaqatun jariyah, a continuous act of charity, a charitable project perhaps that you have started that kept on benefiting people even after your demise. Number two, wa'ilmun yuntafa'u bih, and a knowledge that you have gained during your lifetime, which now is benefiting others. Maybe you have written a book, maybe you have left lectures like these. Maybe you have shared those videos that will benefit other people for life to come. Allahu Akbar. And you would be lying down in your grave while these videos, which you have only shared, you did not actually have any effort to do. All what you did is just you click share. Perhaps people will benefit as a result of that one click, subhanAllah. And as a result, you will gain that reward. And the third is, وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحْ يَدْعُ لَهُ, and a righteous child that will continue making dua for you. These are the only three things that will benefit you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. One of them is your knowledge. Allahu Akbar, your knowledge. So my advice in this episode, my brothers and sisters in Islam, or a homework for you, inshallah ta'ala, to take with you, is to perhaps a month like Ramadan, make it a habit that every Ramadan you have to target something to study. Something that you will come out of these 30 days, inshallah ta'ala, fully aware of. Even, you know, one of those video series of our mashayikh and ulama and speakers who every Ramadan they made it a habit, mashallah, tabarakallah, to enrich the Islamic library online with series of videos that are beautiful, mashallah, tabarakallah. Even all the mashayikh themselves, they benefit from each other during this month of Ramadan. Pick one of those series and make it a point to study it, not just to listen to the words and mashallah, the sheikh is speaking very nice. No, no, no. Study it with notebooks, you know, notebooks on hand, taking notes, writing down the ayat and the hadith and making a point to memorize at least few of these verses by the end of the month. Or a chapter from the Quran that you will memorize from cover to cover, inshallah. One whole chapter, that's your job. And make it a habit every week, at least one lecture to sit together with, to study. This is how you gain your knowledge. And once that knowledge is increased, mashallah, tabarakallah, becomes your property, now you know what is the next step, and that is to share it with others. Just like how you're going to share this video, inshallah, with everyone at your circle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge. Allahumma zidna ilma. Ya Allah, increase us in our knowledge. Ameen, ameen, ameen. My brothers and sisters in Islam, one request before you go, inshallah, you know it already. Share the video with everyone at your site and visit the Aware Academy YouTube channel and subscribe to that channel if you didn't already. May Allah bless you all, Ya Rab. Jazakumullah khair for watching and for all your support. We'll see you, inshallah, tomorrow with another concept that we believe it is our lifestyle. It is one of the concepts that need to be revived, inshallah. So we'll see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.